Hi everybody, Jason here. Today we have another episode of Ask Jason. Now for those of you who are new to the channel, Ask Jason is a series of videos where I answer your questions about spirituality. Now remember, even though these questions are coming from an individual, usually an inquiry from someone else has a deeper meaning and can reveal something about ourselves. Even though it came from another individual, it may be an inquiry that you've been thinking about, or maybe something that you just haven't thought about in your spiritual process. So that's why this series is very important. And today we have a great question from Artif through my website. Now, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, Artif. Artif's been a longtime supporter of the channel. Thank you. And Artif in the email says to me, "Thank you for your contents and books. They have been an amazing blessing in my life." Thank you, Artif. And Artif says, "How does purpose fit into the concept of Wu Wei? If I go through the Tao Te Ching, it seems like Lao Tzu had no sense of purpose. But if I look at many teachers of Taoism and Eastern spirituality, like yourself, you have very productive lives. You, for example, write books and are also doing well with the channel." Thank you for your support, Artif. "So should we have goals and purpose? Should we consciously come up with them or let the universe decide? And should we be attached to that purpose? I understand Wu Wei, but the more I get to that state, the more I feel like there doesn't need to be a purpose or a goal to move towards, and I just need to be in the present. What are your thoughts on this?" This is a wonderful question and multi-layered, Artif. I love this inquiry, because not just one question, it's a bunch. Now, you are right to, you know, come to these sorts of conclusions, especially in relation to Taoism and also Wu Wei. And this also does relate to other Eastern spiritual paths like Buddhism and Hinduism. Now, we live in a world, first of all, that is telling you constantly to have purpose, right? Your life is determined by the purpose you have. Now, purpose is a strange thing though, right? You can't just go out and buy purpose. I mean, it's not something that you can just acquire. Purpose in reality is usually the result of passion. Now, what I mean by that, I can use my own life as an example. And you actually alluded to this, you know, very well in your question. Should we consciously come up with them or let the universe decide? So before any of you knew who I am, I was just like anyone else. And I still am like anyone else, but I just have this YouTube channel and I write books. But what happened was that I didn't seek out to do this, right? I didn't seek out to write books, to create a YouTube channel. This is the byproduct of time and, in a sense, of just allowing that process to take place. And obviously, you know, I am passionate about what I do here. And so a sense of purpose has, in some sense, developed from that state. And so, for example, when I started writing, I was just, you know, living in Asia, traveling, and I always wrote well when I was young. But I moved away from that because, you know, life, right? I was working in certain jobs. I had all sorts of jobs. And then when I gave my life a bit of space, I went back to writing. And then just from writing articles about this stuff, what I'm interested in, and life in general, that's why I am here today. It's just a process of writing articles and this and that. And then for all of you who know Guy Young, like back in the day, I said, you know what, I could write a book maybe. And back in that time, because I was just writing articles of, you know, 1,500 to 3,000 words, which is not much compared to the size of a book, I thought writing a book would be a monumental task. And where I'm at now, it's not such a monumental task. I can do it, you know, fairly, you know, not to sound like a nerd or not to sound like a cliche, but I can do it effortlessly. But do you see here, you can't, why I explain my story, Artif, is that you just can't buy a purpose, which is kind of cringy to me when I see a lot of these Western motivational speakers telling people that they need to have purpose and so forth and so on. And it's not true. I mean, it's just not true. You don't need purpose. And that's one of the points of the Eastern spiritual traditions. You don't need purpose. You know, I would say in some sense, I don't even have purpose. I enjoy this. I enjoy this interaction with you. I enjoy making these videos. It feels great. I feel, you know, because, you know, this is kind of my work. I feel so connected to it. I don't feel like it's a purpose. It's just something that I do because I feel great from it. I, you know, it's just, I don't try and overanalyze it, right? And so I'm telling you, you don't actually have to have purpose. And you are right to assume that when you read the Tao Te Ching and you read the words of Lao Tzu, that Wu Wei is kind of saying you don't, you know, need purpose. And even if you break down Wu Wei, like if you break it down from the non-doing perspective, of course, if you allow the world to just run its course, everything will have its way, even in your life. And if you look at Wu Wei from the other perspective of effortless action, meaning to act where it doesn't feel like you're doing something, right? It's just, it's like opening and closing your hands. You know, you see this with athletes and artists when they have a really great performance. It doesn't seem like, you know, they're doing it. And this is what people say, they're in the zone, so to speak, right? And so that's kind of the place you want to get to. They talk about this in the Bhagavad Gita with Nishkama Karma, where not being attached to the fruits of your action, which is very similar to that kind of Uwe element where you're kind of doing things in life, but it's not like a purposeful endeavor. It's just that you're doing it because that's essentially what the Tao or Brahman needs of you, right? And that's what I talk about in Taoism and in Zhuangzi texts. I talk about when you become useless, you become useful, which is kind of strange. But becoming useless, then that's when the Tao can make use of you, right? But if you're out there trying to have purpose and you're trying to live a certain way of life, often we're in our own way and we can't let the fundamental forces of the universe to move through us and to move our life where it needs to be. Right, so that's one of the things, and so even like Zhuangzi would say, right? Zhuangzi in the Zhuangzi text talks about aimlessness, and he kind of scoffs at the philosopher, at the musician, anyone who's kind of doing something and like on this sort of creative endeavor, right? And so Zhuangzi talks about like this aimlessness in life, like where you're living your life with no aim. And it's actually psychologically healthy to live like that because you're not putting unnecessary pressure and stress on yourself. You're just allowing your life to move with the universe. And this is what Zhuangzi's point is. You don't need to go out there and move mountains. You need to learn how to live, right? You need to learn how to live. And even in Buddhism, when we talk about Buddhism and we talk about that in relation to purpose, Buddhism are trying to, in a sense, end will, your will, you know. So even your will to do things. Now, I'm not saying you should do that, but that's to the degree where they go, the end of will. So you have to identify, you know, who is the one who is always trying to will something into existence or to do something, right? And so they try to, in some sense, end that process. Which, if you do follow any sort of Buddhist path, that's where a lot of the higher states of consciousness come from. That is not isolated to Buddhism, right? It's just what happens when you begin to sort of end that process. But you don't have to do that. You can like live from a Taoist perspective and just move efficaciously through life, learning how to sort of surf through life. And so, because a lot of people have fallen into Western ways of thinking, where it's very analytical, things are hyper-categorized, and things need to make sense. Now, Taoism throws this on its head, because instantly, if you're trying to come up with a logical conclusion for existence, you've missed the point. Because there is no logical conclusion for existence itself. So in saying that, in diving into that mystery, that means that you can allow life to just be as it will. And that means that if you have purpose, great. If you don't have purpose, great. Do you see? Doesn't it matter? Doesn't matter. Yeah, purpose, that's all well and good. There is no right or wrong. We've got to get out of this sort of way of thinking. And that's why, you know, in the Tao Te Ching and in the Zhuangzi text, there's this whole amoral focus on getting out of this incorrect perspective of right and wrong, which Zhuangzi would call a human flaw. So our species-specific essence, Qing, is inherently flawed because our species-specific essence is to discern between this and that, but we create this artificial illusion of we should do this, we shouldn't do that. And that's the same with your question, Atif, because your inquiry is actually pointing that out, is that we are weighing up whether we should have purpose or shouldn't have purpose. And it doesn't matter if you do or you don't. Like I said, purpose is the result of passion. Real purpose, I mean, real purpose in life. So if you're really passionate about something and you become good at it, like if you're a musician, you feel that, you know, this is kind of like your groove, right? Your groove. And in Taoism, they talk about yin, which is mutual resonance and interdependence. So when you fall into that groove and you follow your li, your organic pattern, which may be music or whatever, then that begins to bring harmony to the world, right? And so I can only speak about that from my perspective as a writer and creating this YouTube channel, that a lot of people appreciate this, and I appreciate all of you. So was that intended? Not really. It's a byproduct of time. You know, when I was writing books and articles, I didn't know much about this online stuff, and I was more of an offline person. And I still consider myself an offline person, but, you know, have this YouTube channel now, right? So it kind of doesn't make sense to say that. So no, you don't have to have purpose in a nutshell, yeah? You mentioned here, so should we have goals and purpose? Doesn't matter if you do or you don't. A goal is often, in some sense, again, a result of passion and then purpose. Because, you know, a lot of these marketing gurus and self-help gurus will tell you, you need to have a goal. Goal gives you purpose in life. I've heard very influential people in the world say these things, and then people are running around trying to have this purpose and have an artificial goal, and then people go crazy in doing it because it's not really their thing. It's actually not really their thing. So you can't just artificially create that. You have to let life run its course. You are life, right? You are not a human separate from life. You are one with life. And life will guide you where it needs to guide you. And then you will discover whatever you need to discover. So should we consciously come up with them? No, you shouldn't. Or should we let the universe decide? That's a much better approach. And like I said, I use myself as an example. When I left Australia, way back when I was a wee grasshopper, I didn't expect any of this. I just knew I wanted to travel Asia, and I knew I wanted to get my teeth and my bones into the culture, into the spiritual traditions, and just, you know, I just wanted to get in there. I just love it. You know, I just love that stuff. I love this, right? And so I never thought that I'd be sitting in a $3 bungalow on an island in Thailand writing articles and so forth and so on, right? Which then a year or two down the track led to writing my first book. Never intended it. Did not have a purpose. I was essentially what Zhuangzi talks about. I was aimless. Like Zhuangzi says, when you are useless, you become useful. So when you have no aim, you hit the target, so to speak. You can't just have aim and hit the target. And I mean, you can't just have a goal and a purpose and think you're just going to get there, but you have no passion in it. It's like all of these YouTubers who are creating YouTube videos about being famous and making money, but they don't have fame or making money. So they're making the content about what they want to be. But, you know, there's that whole genre on YouTube, and, you know, that's become a thing, really. And so you're just trying to artificially create it, and you don't want that to happen. You want it to naturally occur. And so another part of your question that you said, and should we be attached to that purpose? No, you should not be attached to that purpose. You don't have to be attached to anything. There's no obligation. There's no right or wrong. If you feel attached, then you're attached to it, right? If you're not attached to it, then that's even better, because you can allow life to move you wherever you need to be. things do change, right? I've seen people who change career paths just like that. They just change. And that's a product of time, right? That's a product of time. For example, like I wrote Emotional Intuition for Peak Performance, right? If you asked me 6 years ago, would you write a book, a mix of Eastern spirituality and peak performance, I would have thought you're crazy. But a product of time, through my own practice and through my own study and research, there's the book. So don't try and make a final conclusion of how life should be. A lot of people are going around like that, right? People are saying, oh, this is the way life is. And it's like, it's not really that's the way life is. You don't need purpose. You don't need goals. They're optional. Everything is optional in life. Everything is optional. And you need to keep your mind open like that because things change. So in saying that, it's better not to be, like I said, not to be attached to if you have a purpose. So if you are following a career path and you feel a sense of purpose and drive in that career path, then I would say it's better not to be attached to that for the reason that, say, if you get fired or things change, you may suffer extremely because you weren't overly attached to that. So that would be my personal advice on that part, because I've done things in my life that, especially when I was younger, when things changed, that, you know, I got upset about because, you know, things changed. And not that I had a lot of purpose back then. I wouldn't even say I have purpose now, but don't be so attached to that. And it doesn't matter how influential a speaker is or how famous they are. If they're telling you you ought to have goals and purpose, they're instantly wrong, because not everyone needs to have that. Most of the best people you meet are those who don't have purpose and goals. They're just your ordinary person who is very humble, innocent, you know, compassionate. These qualities we have as a human, that should be our focus. Not whether we have a purpose or a goal. They should be the outcome of our humility, our compassion, our forgiveness, our empathy, our tolerance, and so forth and so on. Now, the last part of your email was, I understand Uwe, but the more I get into that state, the more I feel like there doesn't need to be a purpose or a goal to move towards. And I just need to be present. What are your thoughts on this? I couldn't agree more, Atif. I just couldn't agree more. Look, again, you can be present and doing other things, right? Like an element of Uwe, like I said, is effortless action or doing non-doing is another element of Uwe, right? So just moving through life without a lot of beliefs and agendas and conditioning superimposed onto life and thinking that life should be a certain way. First of all, that's first part of your spiritual practice, is to get out of that bad mindset and to try and harmonize with the Tao and to move with the Tao. And so that's great. You need just to be present. And that's it. You've come to the ultimate state. So in saying that, like if you're passionate about something, then I would say there's no right or wrong in trying to avoid that. We get into this right or wrong, good or bad dichotomy, which is a big problem, especially in spirituality in the modern day. If I look at a lot of great masters, right? I remember when Shunro Suzuki would meditate like, let's say 9 hours a day. And a lot of the students, especially when he first moved to San Francisco, a lot of the students would say to him, you've told us that just to be present, you don't even need to do meditate and this and that, but you're meditating 9 hours a day. And he said, yeah, but this is just what Buddhas do. That's it. There's no, you don't need to overanalyze it. That's what Buddhas do. So if you enjoy, you know, being a mechanic, changing the oil is what mechanics do. You don't think about it. You just change the oil. That's it. You don't have to overanalyze each and everything. And that's part of the westernization creeping in to Eastern spirituality. This Western perspective of analytical thinking creeping in. And you see this a lot with New Age spirituality, especially where everyone is like playing this game of spiritual one-upsmanship. Oh, I sound more profound than you. I'm more spiritual than you. And that's, you're instantly in a game of the ego, and you've lost your way and you're off balance. You just need to be ordinary, humble, compassionate, forgiving, tolerant, empathetic. Have these qualities that are intrinsic to a human being and amplify them. amplify them and allow them to shine forth. Then if purpose and goals and that come along, all well and good, all well and good. Doesn't matter. And if they drop away and you're not attached to them, all well and good. It's the process of Tao. You got to remember, Atif, that you are no greater than that river. You are in the river of the Tao, but you're no greater than it. But you're a part of it, you see? You're a part of it. And so being a part of it, you can just move with it wherever it takes you. And if that means you have purpose and goals, that's all good. But they, like I said, they both usually arise from if you're extremely passionate about something. Like I'm passionate about this and I'm passionate to communicating with all of you about this. But I don't sit around and I don't analyze if I have a purpose or if I have a goal. I mean, things for me change every day. So, for example, I have 2 books in the oven, but I haven't started cooking them yet. But, you know, if I leave them for a little bit too long, maybe they'll change. And if they change, they change, whatever. It doesn't matter. So it's whatever is right in that moment, or right's probably the wrong word, but whatever you feel is resonating with your inner core in that moment, that's what you ought to do. So that's a real long-winded, you know, answer to your question, Atif, but it is important that we speak about purpose and also goals, because people do confuse this, right? Like Zhuangzi always says, aimlessness is often the best medicine. Because Taoism, essentially, you don't have an aim in life. What you're trying to do is you're trying to harmonize with the fundamental forces of the universe. And wherever that takes you, it takes you, right? And so you're not sitting around debating whether you should have purpose or shouldn't, or should have goals. You've eradicated all of that. If that happens, it happens. All well and good. Nothing to think about. And if you feel extremely peaceful, which I get from your email, you feel extremely peaceful in the Wu-Wei state of non-doing and just allowing life to take place. That's such a heightened place. And Lao Tzu, he's sitting around. He's applauding you right now, because we need more people like you. We need more people who are just allowing life to happen and not interfering with life. And if anything that I'm doing on this channel and through my books, I hope people are falling into that, because that's where I try to live, in that state of Wu-Wei, where I live a very simple life. I don't have much, and I just try to live in accord with what I have and where life is at this moment, right? And if things happen, or if I am inspired to do something, I just do it, and I don't analyze about it, and I don't overthink about it. And if people think whatever of me, that's all right. That's their opinion. That's for them to work on, not for me to work on. So don't worry about how other people judge you and how you are moving forward in your spiritual process. You need to have that confidence that you are one with the Tao and you are moving in accord with the Tao where you ought to be. And so I hope that somewhat answers your question, Atif. It's a great, well, you many questions there. It's very multifaceted and nuanced, and it's very important for a lot of people to understand a lot of those questions. And it is a deeper inquiry that we all need to think about. And so I hope you all enjoyed that today. And remember, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you turn on the post notifications, ring that little bell, so you know when my next video is out. And if you enjoy my content, any small contribution through PayPal or Patreon would be highly appreciated. And hope you're all having a good day, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Shanti, shanti, shanti.